What can you tell us about this year's lineup? I mean, what can people expect?
Well, let me go back. This is my 20th year doing the Andy Kim Christmas. And I'm doing it at Massey Hall with an incredible lineup. It's 20 years, and I can't believe I've been doing this for 20 years.
Yeah.
So, Bare Naked Ladies, Alex Lifeson from Rush, Broken Social Scene,
wow.
Billy Talent, Molly Johnson, Dan Hill, William Prince, Rock Wazin, M. Griner. And so this is my third year in Calgary. Mm-hmm. I've loved the past two, and it's just been, it's been incredible. Mm-hmm. Some of the artists that I'm bringing with me, Dan Hill is coming, and I know that Men Without Hats are coming. And some of the artists, it'll be my first time meeting them. And I'm excited about it because Andrew Mosker puts together a program that just is incredible. I mean, everybody, the talent that I'm hearing, and I don't have the list in front of me, but the talent feels like it's international talent. It just doesn't feel like it's coming from a city or a neighborhood or a province, if that makes any sense.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's basically a who's who of Canadian talent, really. I mean, it's no matter whether you're in Calgary or Brampton or wherever you are, it's the who's who of Canadian music every year. I mean, you almost know what to expect at this point, don't you?
I do. And what I love about it is that it's a community. The community is involved in this. Whether it's Toronto, it's the musical community of Toronto that comes and donates their time. And Montreal, it's that community of English and French artists. And so I'm happy to be in Calgary again. You know, the first time was an audition. The second time was, okay, let me have a taste of this. And the third time, I become family.
Well, no pressure. That means this is the event this year then, isn't it?
This is it. I'm moving in.
Well, and I mean, these shows are so popular, Andy. I mean, they pretty much sell out. What do you think it is about it that makes it so popular?
I just think that, you know, I keep using the word community. I just think the idea of people gathering and listening. Look, there's nothing wrong with an artist doing their own show. But this moment in time is artists from everywhere around Canada who show up, donate their time, and they perform songs that you're familiar with. And for me, it's just like inviting people to your home and inviting your neighbors, but your neighbor's his neighbor. And maybe someone calls you up and he said, you know, my mother is here as well from Hamilton. Do you mind if I bring her? And my, you know, brothers will call me and say, look, I have a couple of friends and they've not seen your show or seen you in a while. Do you mind if I bring them? You know, it's that kind of thing. It's filled with love, understanding, and community.
Now, you touched on this a little bit, but I mean, what about you? I mean, this has to be a bit of a grind doing all these shows year after year. I mean, what keeps you doing it?
I'm enjoying my one and only life without a sequel. And I'm amazed. I'm amazed that people want to come and hear my songs or they want to come and hear the artists that I've asked to help me. It's an amazing feeling to know that you're part of a bigger picture. And for me, I am forever grateful to the artists that show up and donate their time. I have no known skills. I don't know if you know that, except this.
Oh, boy. Yeah, see, I don't believe that.
Well, I love to be around musicians, especially at this time of year.
Sure.
There's a bit of melancholy in my heart ever since I was a kid about Christmas.
Yeah.
So I think the first one I did was 20 years ago. And the gathering of music and artists and strangers really helped me out. So kind of selfish about this.
Can you talk about the Calgary Show a little bit? I mean, what does it benefit? I mean, what charity does it? Where do the funds go? That sort of thing.
Well, the funds go to the Arts Center, man. It's just for us to gather and not only to have this standalone moment. You know, I don't know of anything that happens there when there's a communion of artists at the same time. You know, someone will come and they'll do a performance, and someone else will, you know, do something else, or, you know, here's me playing guitar on the last album or whatever. But I think the uniqueness of this is that spirits are coming from everywhere. I mean, they're coming from Vancouver, they're coming from Montreal, they're coming from Toronto, and they're coming sometimes from the city of Calgary, but sometimes from the outskirts of Calgary. And I just think that it's the opportunity to feel the heartbeat of those who show up. And I think that's, for me, that's the win-win. So when I think about meeting new artists and just reveling, last year was insanely, just incredibly great, as was the year before. But every year, Andrew seems to develop a scenario where everyone's talent is at its peak. To be someone who's been around this long, to sit and to listen to what the future looks like and feels like, it's what I get in Calgary, to be honest with you. And it's beautiful.
If I have my way, I'd love to see you keep coming out every year, year in, year out. How's that sound?
Well, you know what? I'm available year in, year out. And when they bury me, maybe there'll be a little bit of a yesterday poetry reading on behalf of Andy Kim, you know, maybe you as well, you know.
All right, my friend, you have a good rest of your day.
Okay.
And we'll hope to see you soon.
Too.
Okay.